With SRN News, I'm Jason Weicker. President Trump announcing several religion-related actions in recent days. Here's White House correspondent Greg Clugston.
During an appearance at last week's National Prayer Breakfast, the president announced he was creating a commission on religious freedom. Later that day, he signed an executive order aimed at stopping anti-Christian bias in the federal government. And on Friday, the president established a White House faith office. He also raised some eyebrows at the prayer breakfast when he said his Democratic opponents oppose religion and oppose God. Greg Clugston, the White House.
A little confusion and disbelief, but the Trump administration isn't kidding. It has ordered the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau to stop nearly all of its work, effectively shutting down that agency. It was created by President Barack Obama in 2008. Also, at SRNnews.com, correspondent Julie Walker reports on the next government departments that Elon Musk will be cutting.
President Trump describes what Elon Musk is doing with DOGE, the Department of Government Efficiency, as terrific, and says the next departments he will focus on are education and defense.
We're going to find billions, hundreds of billions of dollars of fraud and abuse.
Trump also tells Fox News Channel's Brett Baer that's what the American people elected him to do, and that Musk is not getting anything out of it. The world's richest person has been criticized for avoiding public scrutiny and for a lack of transparency as DOGE attempts to make massive cuts, some blocked by the courts. I'm Julie Walker.
Well, Israel says its troops have withdrawn from a key Gaza corridor, part of Israel's commitments under a ceasefire deal. It is moving forward but still faces a number of major tests. This is SRN News. Many people today are reading the Holy Bible in the Middle East.
Only about 5% of the people who live in that region are Christians, but the super popular YouVersion Bible app has seen a 166% increase in downloads there. That means a lot of Muslims are getting interested in Christianity and want to read the Bible. In Egypt alone, where only 10% of the population is Christian, YouVersion downloads are up 94%. As always, persecution and isolation only seem to increase the spread of the faith. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A Bible verse will be removed from the entrance of a new jail in Michigan after critics said it was government endorsement of religion. "Blessed are the peacekeepers, for they shall be called the children of God," was displayed at the Criminal Justice Center in Isabella County. The sheriff said he wanted to simply honor first responders. This is SRN News. Alarmed by policies that erode traditional rights and values, a number of Virginia parents gathering over the week at the state capitol for Parental Rights Day. They urged the passage of legislation to protect children and their innocence. Chuck Kostal called on lawmakers to take a stand.
It is difficult to accept that a boy be in a space with privacy and sexuality attached to it, right? It is unconscionable that my daughter would have to make a decision on whether or not to use a restroom in privacy or to forego that.
Those who love dogs call the Westminster Kennel Club show the Super Bowl of canine competition. That's especially fitting this year. The dog show opened up yesterday on the same weekend as Super Bowl Sunday. More details at SRNnews.com.